But let's just quickly get on to the phenomenon of these young general managers and why you think they have become the sort of fashion plate. Is it because owners feel they've got a little bit more ability to reassert control? Because with a younger manager, the young general manager tends to not be given to all those old habits and the old boys network?
Well, I think there's a little bit of a lot of different things going on there. I think you're right in saying that the old boy network, some of the owners think that's a deterrent to good, successful baseball. The young people in general, not just baseball, but younger people across the board in all walks of life and industry, businesses, they are open to new ideas. They bring a lot of their own new ideas in, but they're also open to something, taking a look at it and thinking outside the box, as they say. And some of the older general managers generally get caught up in certain ways to do things. And I think you have to continually reevaluate the best way to make your team a better team each year. And I think that's what John Schuerholz has done. He has been someone of the earlier generation that was open to new ideas really from the start.